Let's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A 2018 data breach involving HealthQuest employees was found to have impacted more customers and revealed more information than the healthcare network originally believed. Information such as social security numbers and payment card information was potentially leaked, according to a press release from HealthQuest. HealthQuest, which has become part of Nuvance Health in mergers last April, is sending another round of letters to inform patients of the larger scope of the breach. HealthQuest was not able to quantify how many of its customers were impacted. A July 2018 phishing incident resulted in multiple HealthQuest employees sharing their email account usernames and passwords. A cybersecurity firm hired by HealthQuest found those accounts had email attachments containing patient information, including patient names, date of birth, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, financial account information, PINs and security codes, payment card information, provider names, dates of treatment, treatment and diagnosis information, and health insurance claims information. In Great Barrington, the Castle Street Firehouse has been sold again. The station was sold for $423,000 to Castle Street Firehouse, a limited liability corporation created by Ross P. Cameron, who owns Warrior Trading at 47 Railroad Street. Cameron said he'd like to begin a project of restoring the exterior to stabilize the masonry and roof systems while reviewing the possibilities of residential versus commercial use of that property. A blood drive in the community room at Noble Horizons is set for today from 11 a.m. until 4:30. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Donors will be given information to track their donations. Registration 1-800-RED-CROSS or redcross.org. The Millerton Village Board monthly meeting is set for tonight, and that is set for 7 p.m. Kent Sewer Commission will hold two hearings coming up tomorrow at Town Hall for financing a large expenditure and new proposed sewer regulations. The hearings will begin at 4:30 p.m. The commission plans on spending $600,000 on the acquisition, construction, and financing of a belt filter press for the sludge dewatering at the sewer plant. The purchase would be bonded, according to a motion approved by the Sewer Commission. The second hearing will be on proposed new sewer regulations. The Salisbury Board of Finance has a meeting set for tomorrow. It'll be at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Town of Sheffield has a selectmen's meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. Town of Great Barrington Select Board will hold a public forum on Wednesday at Town Hall. Residents will be able to chime in on proposed zoning articles that would limit the number of retail marijuana establishments and to prohibit new shops from opening in the downtown business district. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. Questions at 413-528-1619, extension 2. On Wednesday, a special joint meeting between the ABC Committee and Region 1 Board of Education will happen at 7 p.m. in Room 133. And then immediately following that, an ABC Committee meeting will be held to elect officers, discuss the school calendar, and set their next meeting date. The Berkshire Jewish Federation is presenting a series of discussions entitled Moments to Remember, featuring Dick Macht, January 23rd and 30th and February 6th at Knesset Israel on Colt Road in Pittsfield. Admission to the 10:45 morning lectures is free. A kosher lunch will also be served at noon for $7 per person. Adults over 60 will be admitted for only $2. Advance registration for the luncheons are required, 413-442-2200. Parents of high school students are invited to attend a question and answer session regarding the college search and application process that on Saturday, January 25th, at the Monterey Community Center on Main Road. The forum begins at 10 a.m. Details and more information at 413-854-5048. Steeples of Litchfield County, a new exhibition of sketches by Stephen Goldberg, will be at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum, opening January 25th, remaining on view through April 25th. From 2 to 3 on the 25th, curators Alexander Ellis and Goldberg will hold a public lecture about the exhibit at the Sharon Congregational Church. Parking is in back of the church. Overflow parking will be at the museum across the street at 18 Main Street. From 3:30 to 5:30, there will be a public reception at the museum. The snow date is February the 1st. Tremaine Art Gallery at the Hotchkiss School presents Kahn and Selznick at the Tremaine Art Gallery beginning January 25th through February 23rd. Reception coming up on the 25th from 4 until 6 p.m. The Michael Mussolami Trio Plus 2 performing the 25th at the Esther Eastman Music Center at Elfers Hall in Hotchkiss. It is free and open to the public. Annandale on Hudson, the U.S.-China Music Institute presents its first annual Chinese New Year concert featuring Bard's College, the Orchestra Now, performing a collection of Chinese symphonic works. Conductor and director of the U.S.-China Music Institute, Ying Donghai, will share the stage with guest conductor Chen Bing and the Chinese instrument masters from the world-renowned faculty of the Central Conservatory of Music in China. The concert will be Saturday the 25th at 7 p.m., at Bard's Fisher Center, the Sosnoff Theater. Information and tickets, fishercenter.bard.edu. Friends of the Cornwall Library will once again celebrate the birthday of Robert Burns with a Burns Night event Saturday, January 25th from 7:30 till 8:30. The evening will include a wee dram or two of Scotch whiskey, shortbread, and even a little haggis, complete with address to haggis. Guests will enjoy the words and ballads of this beloved Scottish poet and lyricist. Cost $10 per person, 21 or over. Reservations and advance payment are required. You can visit the Cornwall Library for reservations. New York City's Paige Turner, Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde, Saturday at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse. Doors open at 8, the show at 9. 10 o'clock, you can meet Ms. Turner. By the way, at 8 o'clock, there'll be libations and snacks. Known as the Carol Burnett of drag, showbiz spitfire, Paige Turner is one of the original creators, producers of New York City's live drag reality show, So You Think You Can Drag. There is general admission at $35, $55 admission with the open bar. Tickets are available online, sharonplayhouse.org. Astronomy 2019, Splendid Images and New Insights, a stunning presentation by Roger Liddell, will be held on the 26th, Sunday at 4 p.m. Photographs will include the Hubble Telescope and other imaging systems. It's the Sunday at 4 series at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Upper Main Street. Information, hotchkisslibrary.org or 860-364-5041. It's time for the second annual Dine Out for History. Diners can go wherever they want at dinner time on designated nights. You're encouraged to make reservations where required and mention Dine Out for History. This is going on, of course, in cooperation with the Northeast Historical Society. The first event is at the Millerton Inn. Dinner reservations are requested. Dates of participating restaurants and their dinner times are as follows. January 26th, the Millerton Inn from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-592-1900 reservations requested. February 9th, the Oakhurst Diner, 19 Main Street from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-592-1313. February 17th, the Golden Walk Railroad Plaza from 5 to 9:30 p.m., 518-789-9236. February 23rd, Manadu Cafe, 54 Main Street from 5 till 10 p.m., 518-789-3570. Reservations are requested there. On March 3rd, Taro's Pizzeria and Restaurant, 18 Main Street from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-789-6630, cash only. March 9th, Round 3, 5523 in New York 22. That'll be from 5 till 9 p.m. And March 26th at 52 Main Street in Millerton, 5 till 10 p.m., 518-789-0252. Reservations are requested. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off this week at 29,348.10, the NASDAQ at 9388.94, and the S&P 500 at 3329.62. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.